Business news coming up, and on Wednesdays we go to the workplace. Our series on management decision-making continues today with a conversation about finding the right employees. Hiring and keeping staff can make or break a company. That's especially true in baseball, where a team's performance depends almost entirely on its players. The Atlanta Braves have won 13 straight division titles. Only one player, John Smoltz, has been on every roster. As the team's general manager, John Schuerholz oversees personnel. Morning Edition's Steve Inskeep asked him about a controversial decision he made before last season. He did not try to re-sign pitching ace Greg Maddux.
As we manage our roster and make decisions about how we can construct the best team, we have to also manage our financial roster and measure as best we can the impact of each individual contract on our ability, bottom line, to construct the best team. And what we felt about Greg, as great a pitcher as he had been, that we could not afford to pay what we would likely have to pay him and still have the flexibility and the maneuverability financially to, in our judgment, create the best team.
Do those brutal financial considerations sometimes come into conflict with the sentimental feeling of people on the team or the fans?
They do come into conflict. We come to know these players well. And that does come into conflict with the tough decisions a general manager like myself has to make about cold, hard economic decisions that we have to make that, again, go back to allowing us to be certain we can put the best team on the field, 25 players, versus our personal feelings or sentiments towards any individual.
Can you think of a player where the statistics said, get rid of this guy, whether it was the amount of money you were paying him or the production on the field, but you said, no, I think there's something more here. This guy can really compete for us. He's really an important part of the team.
I can't give you an example of a circumstance like that, but I can reverse that for you. Several years ago, a young man was pitching for the San Diego Padres and struggling with an ERA 8+, and in baseball that's very high and not very appealing, and this fellow, Jared Wright, his statistics were terrible. Yet we had four scouts on individual scouting circumstances at different times of the calendar year make a judgment and then make a recommendation that we should acquire this guy because they said his arm looked healthy again after having surgery on his shoulder. He's young enough, and in our pitching environment here in Atlanta, they believed and recommended so that we add this guy to our roster. We did, and last year he was the best starting pitcher on our staff. He subsequently signed as a free agent this winter with the New York Yankees.
Well, there you have the rise and fall of a great player, at least as seen from the Atlanta Braves. You spot a guy, you bring him up, and when he gets worth too much money, he goes on to a bigger market.
That's the reality of our business. I mean, we have a very, we think, a very aggressive marketplace financially. It's not the bottom rung of the marketplace. It's certainly not the top rung where you're near $200 million of salary, but $80 million, we believe, is more than enough to put a championship team on the field.
What's more important, what's the quality of a player's arm or what's in his head?
Both. There has been, in my view, not very many, if any at all, very successful major league players who didn't have excellent physical ability and excellent personal character. I don't mean necessarily moral character or social character, but the character to be the very best they can at the major league level.
Are there players that clearly have the talent and maybe even play a position where you need a better player, but you just don't think that their attitude or their behavior is going to fit very well with the Atlanta Braves?
Absolutely. Time and time again, when we go through this evaluation process, we talk about two components of a player. The upper half of the circle, if you will, looking at how fast he runs, how well he throws, how far he hits it. But what we examine equally as importantly is the bottom half of the circle, his personality, his aptitude, his work ethic, and things of that nature.
I guess you were there when John Rocker turned out to not quite have the bottom half of the circle that you might have expected.
I was here, and so was he. But I am here, and he is no longer.
Well, that explains that. Is there a trade you've made or an acquisition you've made or allowing a player to go that in the end just turned out to be the wrong call?
That is such an easy question. In fact, my son, who is now 24 years old and a member of our organization in the minor leagues when he was but a young man, said to me after I traded David Cone to the New York Mets, I was general manager of the Kansas City Royals, And David Cone went on to win, I think, 3 Cy Young Awards. Jonathan, my son, said to me, he says, Dad, well, look at it this way. You'll never have a problem answering the question when someone asks you, what's the worst trade you ever made?
So that you're the guy that let David Cone go.
I'm the guy.
When you've got players coming and going every year, which is the situation for every major league team virtually anymore, how do you maintain any kind of organizational philosophy, consistency from year to year?
Well, we believe very strongly in the environment that we have created here in the Atlanta Braves organization, in the Atlanta Braves clubhouse. We think that players come here, understand the expectations, get comfortable with the environment created by Bobby Cox, our manager, and his coaching staff, and respond to it and play well. Our consistency is that we don't compromise. We don't compromise on, first and foremost, the kind of people we want wearing our uniform, and we ask our scouts not to compromise on the level of ability that these players bring with them to our team.
John Schuerholz is general manager of the Atlanta Braves. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Tomorrow in our series, we hear from a CEO about what direction to take a company. Editors on our foreign desk include Jeff Sandman, Dee Dee Skanky, Kevin Beasley, Doug Roberts, Ted Clark, and Lauren Jenkins. The foreign desk producers are Tom Bullock and Rina Advani. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.